But first, Sydney's International Convention Centre has launched Gadigal Dreaming, the sacred country of the Gadigal people, a three-dimensional exhibition depicting Aboriginal art and culture over the years. Displayed along the iconic Darling Harbour, the VR display is a step up from one-dimensional art and adds digital innovation to the stories of Indigenous people. Focused on the dreaming capacities of Gadigal people, the work creates a platform for people to interact with the history of the land. The program was curated in collaboration with the Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council and Bilby Virtual Labs based in Queensland. Misbah Ansari was at the ICC today, and her report explored the importance of the dreaming for First Nations justice.
Gadigal Dreaming, the sacred country of the Gadigal people, opened at the ICC today, using virtual reality medium as a form of Indigenous connection to the land. The program unfolds the potential of dreaming as a form of telling the stories of this land to the future generations. Bilby XR's founder, Brett Levy, and Nathan Morin, the CEO of Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council, share the importance of dreaming for First Nations justice.
Dreaming for us is the same as anyone may call creation story. They are the original place stories who tell either the story of that place. In some places, we use dreaming stories to not only tell how places are created, but also to pass on cultural stories of knowledges, practices. All the aspects of life come through dreaming stories. And for us, here in Gadigal country, the greater creation story is Burrabirra, of how Padawi, a great eel, created all the water spaces. And it's very critical for us that people connect to the actual story of this place so they can continue the story of this.
Dreaming is knowing your land, knowing your connection to it, knowing its utility for you and the utility for the community. I tend to look at something like dreaming as being really spiritual, and it's actually a practical thing. It's about our identity, our connection, and our way of being and living. And I think knowing your dreaming makes you, I believe, a better custodian for the land. Well, art also always comes out of the land. It comes out of, I think, people's connection to the land. And any depiction of a story in an artwork is about that person's perspective of the land and what it means and what stories go with that and how it identifies a group. You always know an art movement that might come out of Hermannsburg, as you might know an artwork that might come out of Arnhem Land. We're doing this medium. It's a 3D immersive medium, a story about place, a story about connection, a story about people. So each one of our pieces is unique to a space, place, and a people. I think that personifies an artistic message.
Storytelling using multisensory medium and interactive technology envisions a new future for Aboriginal art. ICC CEO Jeff Donoghue and Nathan Morin talk about the importance of collaboration for Indigenous reconciliation.
The best pathway to reconciliation, we believe, is storytelling and engagement with audiences, and to share the stories of the Gadigal people and the activities that were undertaken on this land, you know, all those 60,000 years ago. So today, the launch of the Gadigal Dreaming Project, a high-tech 3D animation of those activities, fishing, hunting, gathering, ceremony, is the very logical next step in that sharing.
Today, the launch of the virtual reality project allows people to look at Gadigal in a way where a much more in-depth understanding of their lifestyle, culture, their practices, really just showcasing in a different way our culture that I would say personally I didn't know we could do so in the 70s and 80s. And trying to translate it through books or audio, didn't think this was possible. Collaboration for us is how we survive. We unfortunately don't have the critical mass of the majority of the population are non-Aboriginal. For us, we must collaborate, but also the use of technology. And that's what I see today as is technology finally being able to do justice to our culture, that our lifestyle and culture is holistic. When we give experiences, it can't be in one format of, say, just touch or just smell or sound. This is the holistic incorporation of our culture. Virtual reality digital technology is now getting to a stage where, yeah, we can produce nearly lifestyle movie.
Creativity and dreaming as healing practices are integral focus of this installation taking place in Sydney from 1st September to 31st October. Brett Levy talks about what such creative outlets mean for generational trauma and Aboriginal people in custody.
We've got a big question going on around the country about truthing, truth commission work, about our discussions about treaty, about a voice in parliament, you know, having a say about the way that this country's going. That's what that's about. So I think if we're looking at what's going wrong, and you can look at anybody doing an environmental impact study of before development, then that's got to play a role. And before that even happens, you've got to think about First Nations traditional value. This is what we're about. We're trying to show that. We're taking a historical view. We're looking at those sites that make significance or are significant for First Nations people in the work we do. And this is important. You mentioned people about being incarcerated. You've got to ask why. But I think if you've got a connection to country, you've got a purpose to care for country, then you solve a lot of issues that you're challenged with. And I hope that if those followers who are being rehabilitated or want to come back and participate will be strong advocates for caring for country and respecting our connections in that regard, and even for themselves.
Brett Levy, founder of Bilby XR, ending that report by Misbah Ansari.